Yo, GM, GM, how una day? I want to welcome you to another episode of the Pidgin Parlor Crypto Podcast. We want to bring you better to read about cryptocurrency and everything with a sub for the crypto space. As you don't know, my name is Crossvik, your Ogunge host for this particular show. And today I get better alpha. We go change everything for you for this space, especially if you're a developer. It'd be like saying, make I tell you, I won't give you half a. We go make you buy Solana when they won't launch them. How you go make you feel? That way we not the feel for your hearts. Now the way we not go feel after I finish today conversation. Alright, make we not get in. Today I won't tell you about a platform where then they call Supra. Waiting be Supra. My gist is small. Imagine say you get phone. Then, as you can't get that phone, you won't buy camera join. You won't buy internet join where you go take search things on top Google. Then you won't come buy a messaging app. You go see say you go day difficult, abi? Now so. Now the wahala way they with app chains be that. Because those chains, they no get everything we have go need for one spot. Then get bridges differently, oracle providers differently, validators differently, and randomness services differently. So if you want to use all those things, you guys they pick them one by one. And at times it go they more costly, at times it go they confused. And many people know they look the inside because of how stressful it they make you build on app chains. Now why Supra launch better projects be that? The benefit of these projects when they call Supra, and if they look into the thing where go be the next big thing, the same way they talk say Solana, na Ethereum killer. If like I say this Supra, na Solana killer. So if they look where the next projects will go do well because of the utility where they do mad, this Supra, it go better make you pay attention. If you be investor where you want to invest, pay attention to this episode. And if you be developer, also you guys pay attention because this thing could make sense. So may I start from the basic? Waiting before I define waiting be Supra, we guys understand the foundation of waiting with the core blockchain. And how we they, well, how we they sabi if something be blockchain? If something be blockchain, it has get three characteristics. We call them the blockchain dilemma. It has get security, it has get speed, and it has get decentralization. Or it has get security, it has get scalability, will be speed, and it has get decentralization. But the challenge be say, all the blockchains where we don't sabi is either, for example, maybe we carry Bitcoin, do example. Bitcoin gets security, Bitcoin gets decentralization, but Bitcoin no get speed. You see that now? Ethereum follow join, he get security, he get decentralization, but he no get scalability. One solution where Ethereum don't find for that problem, now him be say, then build L2s. So L2s go can use the security of the L1 where then they build on top of them. So for example, Optimism go carry the security of Ethereum and in go can get in own scalability and in own decentralization. But the challenge with that kind L2 be say they're not they sovereign. For example, they know if he choose say I won't be gasless. You gas pay gas fee, and no be their token safe. You go use the gas fee. It gas be the token of the parent chain, will be Ethereum. You guys use OPE to pay for Optimism gas fee. As they listen to me, the reason I will, because I did go somewhere. These things get limitation. These L2s, they know if you communicate, give other L2s. They know if you communicate, give other, if they won't follow Web 2 talk. The guys get Oracle, like Chainlink, make it be intermediary for them. So, and the only language you ever use, maybe not Solidity. So, a lot of limitation in day around these projects when they build. But waiting come be the solution will be way supra they bring on board. Before I mention them, it better may I also examine what they happen as regards app chain. Because if you check app chain, you go see say although you feel build app chain on top L1 or L2, but they still get the same problem. Then get the money to set them up in plenty. In require constant maintenance. You guys they maintain them well. Scalability nasty wala. And they can't get fragmented liquidity. What's it mean, fragmented liquidity? When I don't see the experience before, I don't see them before. Say one time you won't change one token, but the chain where you won't change the token, let's say the token they in a multi-chain, in day on Ethereum, in day on Solana. But as a day on Ethereum, Ethereum gas fee high. So you can't carry and go Solana, go change up. No liquidity on top of Solana. Now what's it they call fragmented liquidity be that? So some of these L2s, then you get this problem if you won't build app chain on top of them. Now where Supra can come in be that? Supra, now like integrated blockchain. Where them build in such a way, say, if developer won't build, everything where they need, they inside them. And everything where they need, they inside them, and they accessible on every chain. You see, this thing where I talk, it is very important. What do you mean be say, Supra, they provide Oracle, and they provide randomness, and they provide cross-chain communication. That means if Nafi talk amiss many chains at the same time, then in they provide smart contract automation. If you be developer, you guys pay attention to me at this point, because the way they design and be say, then design something where they call supra containers. So these supra containers in they allow make people build ecosystem where get in own token economy. In get your own token economy, in get your own supreme control. So you feel create a token, we get your own economy on top this supra container. It be like say the way they arrange the container, everything where you need to develop a project from scratch to maturity without even thinking, say you they do cross chain, or this project go work on top this chain, or you know go work on top that chain. Now you then put inside this supra container. So if you wake up tomorrow and say you won't build a project, so you feel even as you build, if you decide say, okay, this project where they build now USDT, I won't make then they take pay gas fee, or now the native token itself, I won't make it be gas fee, or now Ethereum, I won't make it be gas fee. You feel set them inside, because the way they design them, you feel decide say I won't build with EVM, move EVM, Solana EVM, or Cosmos EVM inside the supra container. Ah, Omo. This development, it makes sense, die. The problem where I talk about fragmented liquidity, it no even day if they build on top of the supra. If like I said, then carry L2, they put them inside the supra with all the upsides, and they can't come out all the downside, the bad side come out. So, in get atomic transaction across all the L1. Right, the container in they powered by all by supra L1 nodes, and it means say then go in get access to more than 500,000 transactions, in get the speed of more than 500,000 transactions per second, which make them the fastest blockchain wherever exists. The container like one better system where they create say, everything where you need, it on day inside them. And one of the reasons why I did really, really bullish about this project, we say, all the people where they work for the bullish, if you hear them talk, you go, Sabi say these people know it's in any talk. So, on top this supra container, now the same way they call them be that, you get access to everything where you need build projects from scratch to finish. So, as you don't hear this one or this, you can't the reason. Revive, what do you think? Man, I shook my money inside this project. You feel shook him. But of course, you know, say no be financial advice. But I feel say if you go do your research, you go see the people where they behind these projects, and you go see say the solution where they create, it is very unique for the crypto space. If you be investor, you feel invest in developer we won't build on top this on top the Supra container, or you fit buy the token Olam, because prediction they say this token go run well for this particular bull run. And when they try to develop this project, then don't raise $38 million, and then get more than 237 partners across all the crypto space. So people say no take them joke at all, and in which include Coinbase, OB Ventures, and plenty big name for the space. So this Supra project, now one unique solution where I feel say plenty people, we especially if you're a developer in the space, you guys check and check what they do. The token don't launch already, but it's still ridiculously low. But I sabi say for future that token get better potential. I don't know if you don't hear about Supra before, because like saying, I mean, first talk about Supra for Africa. If you don't hear about Supra, may I see your comments for the comment section? If you send us email, if you send us DM, we will get this alpha. And if you want developer, the way you say, the way they confused, say, okay, I won't build this project. I don't know if now on top Solana go build or Ethereum, they expensive. If you consider this layer one blockchain, where they call Supra. If you learn one or two things for this particular episode, make sure say you follow us on top Twitter. Send your questions, share, give your friends and family where they look at projects where they go shoot their money inside for this particular bull run. And I see you again. Make sure say you stay safe. Make sure say you stay safe and do your own research before you shook your money inside any project. Peace and love, guys, and I go see you next week.